Thank you, Father. May we please all bow our heads for the opening prayer.
In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for today and for making this service dedicated and a memorable day for all your children. And as we listen to you speak through your servants, Lord, let us take from the word and learn something from you. And as mom preaches, let her speak as being led by the Holy Spirit. Bless your people, Lord, and let us not only be hearers of your word, but doers thereof. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. We bless your holy name. Thank you for children. Wonderful day. We bless God. Today, as we all know, is specifically for our children. And it will be graced by an anointing session, which will be officiated by our dearest brother and elder in the ministry, Pastor Paul Ushe of the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry. We all know he's the regional overseer of the north central part of Abuja in Nigeria. Right now, on behalf of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I welcome everyone to today's session of fellowship. Today, our message is titled, The Love of a Child. I believe that by the end of today's message, every child of God will be romantically connected with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the anointer that empowers us. He is the one that leads us. He is the one that guides us through the love of God. Our God is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be exalted. He is the great Father and a very, very good God. He loves us. He loves his children in an incredibly and flawless way. He is such a great God. No word sometimes can express the magnitude of the manner that God loves us. But first, you need to know this, that God is the first one that chose us as his children. And he chose us through his love. Through this love that God had for us, he was able to actualize his divine will, to adopt us to sonship through Jesus Christ. And today, he referred to us as children. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 5 and verse 6.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord. Our God is a great God. God choosing us means that we now enjoy all the privileges and responsibilities of being God's children. God choosing us highlights his gracious character of love that he has for us, because none of his choices are based on our merits, but on his grace and love towards us, his children. Do you know? God has chosen us before we even existed in this world. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. The love of God can develop you to be a spotlight. The love of God can put you in a position that it will focus a spotlight on you. The love of God can develop you to be a spotlight. I'm telling you. The love of God can put you in a position that it will focus a spotlight on you. God is so wonderful. God is so wonderful. You know, through his love, it can help us grow into the spotlight that will attract many great things to us. The love of God can be the light that projects you to stand out among the rest. The love of God can be the light that projects you to stand out among the rest. Not just that, when God now decides to beam his own light on you, children, when God decides to beam his light on you, you dazzle in the crowd. Never can be missed. When you know, you sparkle with confidence because you know who you are in Christ. All the attention of the rest of the people in the crowd are all focused on you. Why? Because you are different. God loves you specially. Through his love, you are strengthened. You now forgive others because whoever offend you, you forgive them freely. You become now bold through his love, and you become confident through his love, ready and willing to love your friends as you love yourself. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31.
When thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind and with all thy strength, this is the first commandment. And the second, is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than thee. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. These verses are telling us to hold nothing back when it comes to your high level of showing your love for God and to love others just as God loves them, with no discrimination. We are to love the Lord thy God with a passionate heart. Jesus declared that the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor, love your friends, love your colleague, love your brethren just as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these, because loving one another can never be separated from telling one's neighbor the truth, because love and truth are joined together. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 6, I'm going to read the NLT New Living Translation version. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 6. Verses 4 to 6. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. He does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Verse 5. Or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. Verse 6. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. True love has nothing to hide. Instead, they treasure the truth. The more we love the truth, the better we can love those around us, and the more we want to help build others up. God chose you as his child for a purpose, to be loved and to love others. God expects you to carry out his will. He expects you to stand out for him as his child. He wants you to be his child that influences others and not the other way around. He wants you to share the same love he has expressed to you to other people. He wants you to trust his love for you no matter what you are going through. He wants you to be the one that will let your friends, your family, your schoolmates, your colleagues to know about him and about his love for you. He wants you to tell them that this love God has for you as his child can do many, many, many great things. He can conquer many challenges. He can answer all questions. His love can conquer many difficulties. As a matter of fact, his love conquers everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians 13, 7 says, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. The Lord's love for you has no boundaries, and there's nothing in this world that his love cannot conquer or handle with you. His love is a powerful force that can overcome any obstacle or difficulty you face in this life. When you are deeply in love with God and his word and teachings too, children of God, there's nothing, nothing you cannot conquer or overcome. People are watching you as his child. So when they see your bonding and relationship with God and his affectionate love for you, they are attracted to you. Some of them even want to be like you. They want to copy you because they know that you have something they lack in their own life. They see the difference is clear. They see the fullness of God's love in you. They see his light beaming inside of you out. They want to mingle and associate with you and be close to you. They want to know what makes you tick. They want to share in the love of God radiating in your life because they see his marvelous light of love shining on you. When people see the bonding that you have between you and your Father in heaven, They see is light in you that they don't have, and they don't know how to get it. They see the confidence you have developed in your life. They see a visible difference in you. They see all the good things happening for you. You are confident, knowing that with God, there's nothing you and him cannot triumph over. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 says, But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Children of God, as from today, you will stop looking down at yourself. Stop thinking defeats and start looking at yourself as an overcomer in all situations. The love of a child. Love has the power to conquer fear. Love has the power to heal you. Love has the power to restore you to your full health. Love has the power to give meaning to everything in your life. Child of God, do you know that your daddy and mommy's love can be selfish and limited? Sometimes it might even be conditional. But God's love for you is selfless. And selfless love is everlasting and not temporary. Selfless love can overcome all things. There's no adversity you cannot overcome in this life through selfless love. God's love to his children has no limits on his commitment to you. Genuine godly love doesn't quit when others become annoying and difficult to deal with. No. When you have that godly love in you, you don't quit. Instead, you respond to them with your love and respect. That is what stands you out. That is what makes you different as a child of God. God's love for you will never change because his character and nature will never change. So says Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 said, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Children of God, don't neglect prayers. This is very key to your success in this life. Don't neglect prayers. Don't wait for times when you depend on people to pray for you only. No, because I'm a child, okay. Mommy and daddy can pray for me. My pastor can pray for me. Develop yourself in prayer. You can always pray and build a deep relationship with God all by yourself. When you have your own private sessions with him, you tell him. You are able to express yourself. You are able to tell him every little thing that you need. You are able to tell him about all the things that bothers you. You are able to let him know your weak subjects as in school. You are able to tell him about your rebellious character. Or you are able to tell him about your friend that is not being nice to you. Or you are able to tell them about that teacher that is always very nagging for nothing. Or you tell him about the change you need in your family dynamics. Or you can even express your dreams and aspirations to your Father in heaven through your own prayer. You can tell him about your sickness and your pain. You can tell him about everything that bothers you. He hears you and he answers all your prayers. Jesus had already invited you as his child when he said, suffer not the little children to come to me. He didn't just invite you. He laid his hands on you and prayed for you. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to 15.
Chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. And it says, then were there brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples repeated them. But Jesus said, suffer little and forbid him not to come upon me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. 15. And he laid his hands on them and departed hence.
Thanks be to God. Jesus insisted by telling his disciples, you must allow these little children to come to me. Don't stop them. Don't you dare. I have chosen them from the crowd. I have picked them myself from this entire earth. Don't you stop them or look down on them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like children. Jesus also encourages parents to bring their children to him at an early age and to teach them early his ways. Proverbs also gave a firm warning to parents in the book of Proverbs 22, verse 6, telling parents in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, says, Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Brethren, children who are raised properly in the way of the Lord will always remain faithful. Yes. When you train your child or children in a godly conduct, it helps them to be accountable. It helps them to understand the consequences of their actions. It guides them to find success in the right direction. It also helps them to make wise decisions, even in the future when you are not there. God wants every parent to teach their children about Him. He wants the future generations to have the greatest inheritance. God expects every parent to value their children and overwhelmingly love them. Teach them Bible-based spiritual and moral truth and pray for them regularly. When you dedicate your children to God and point them in the way that they should go, and the values they have learned from you will be with them for life. Part of training a child is also by correcting them when they are wrong. It's also part of loving them, because you do not want to lose them to the world. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 17 says, "Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul." If you raise your child well, he or she will bring you peace, rest of mind, and delight. Parental discipline and guidance is very important to every child. It makes them grow into a responsible and respectable individual. Remember this. God is the one that created the family. And in the family, he gave us children as a gift from him. God created the family and he gave us children as gifts to us in the family. The Bible says that our offspring are a reward from him, because God cares about how children are raised and nurtured. Children are the heritage of the Lord. Psalm 127 verse 3 to 5. Psalm 127 verses 3 to 5.
Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb in his reward. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies of the good. This is word of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord.
This passage.
Teaches us clearly that children are a blessing, not a burden. God cherishes each child, unborn or born, because each one is created in his image. Though children are gifts, God trusts parents with their care. It is very important to God how we bring up our children. We should always value and treasure them as God-given gifts. He gives them to us for a season, and he expects us to fear him and to raise our children to fear him too. Now, especially in this our ruthless and wicked world of today, thank God that we have Jesus that is dependable, that is reliable, always truthful, and never changing. Even in this our world of uncertainty, Jesus is constant with his children because he loves us. Whoever Jesus was in the past is who he is in the present and who he will be forever. He does not change. He is our firm foundation who can give us confidence and security in this our scary, changing world. That means we can trust him, rely on him, and depend on him at any time. The child who is loved by God carries the responsibility to be truthful no matter what, or you will be held accountable to God and not to any man or parents. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 19. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 19 says, "The lip of truth shall be established forever. The lip of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment." An honest child will always tell the truth, because the truth will last forever. But a lying tongue will shamefully be exposed. Jesus loves you so much that he wants to communicate with you, and he wants you to communicate back to him at any time, because he loves you unconditionally and he desires the best for you. Jesus loves people with an incredible love and encourages people to show the same kind of love to others in their lives. God really does love every child. God wants to bless you and place you in his loving arms, where he can closely and passionately be with you. In his arms, where he can give you his warmth and comfort. He wants you close to him, where you can feel his deep love for you. Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 27. Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 27 says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And it shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and they shall say, destroy them. Love, as we all know, is the act of caring and giving. To truly love someone is a very selfless act, and it reveals that you have the person's best interest at heart. Just like as our parents would try so hard to take care of us and keep us safe, parents love their children no matter what, and they will do anything they can to protect them. That is why God's word is often compared to a mother's love for her child, along with God's love for his people. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13 says, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. A mother's love is deep and comforting. So is God's love for you. Every parent wants the best for their children. Same with our Father in heaven. Every parent will make sacrifices for their children. Same with our Father in heaven. God loves his children so much that he took children in his arms and said to them in the book of Mark chapter 9, verse 36 and 37. Mark chapter 9, verse 36 and 37.
And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In those days, children were among the lowest member of society. But here we see Jesus putting a child before the disciples and telling them that whosoever receives a child in his name receives him, and anyone who receives Christ receives the one who sent him. God has so much love for children that he highlights what everyone else can learn from them to come to God and enter heaven. He has so much love for his children that he highlights what everyone else can learn from them to come to heaven and enter heaven. God loves children so much because they display humility and complete dependence when they trust someone. God honors the hearts of children. We are to copy the same trust of a child as we humble ourselves to God and completely trust him with our lives. God's love for us is not just a saying. It shows us that he loves us every day. God loves us unconditionally with no strings attached. He showed his love by sending his only child to die for us. We messed up, but the strength of God's love cleaned us from all our mess. What Jesus did on the cross is the biggest display of God's love for his children. I'm so grateful for his compassion and love towards us. Because John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let me warn you, it is a command to love, because if you don't love, it means that you don't know God, because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Since God is love, and he is the creator of love, his love will endure forever because it does not change. God loves all his children, including us daddies, including all mommies, including aunties, uncles, brothers, sisters, friends, and so on and so forth. His love is so strong that the greatest of all, God shows his love by offering every one of us an everlasting life through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He didn't have to make a way for us to find our way back to his heart, but he did it through salvation to give us eternal life. Yes, God loved the world, but only those who believe in him is promised this everlasting life. Therefore, if you have not given your life to Christ yet, or you want to be in a position where God can choose you to love you as his child, and to love you as a child of his unconditionally, you will first need to be saved through this simple prayer of salvation, as you repeat after me the prayer of salvation. After the prayer of salvation, we shall be going into a new powerful session. Let's clean out the way so that Satan does not take any iota of of any blessings or obstruction on our way for the blessings that is about to explode all over the air around us and in us, in the name of Jesus. May we all please repeat after me the prayer of salvation. You can still mute. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins. Was resurrected from the dead. And is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody says, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Get your oil ready. Chris?
Hello. My name is Christopher. I'm the son of the pastor, Nana Bedell. In my 4 years I've been attending this ministry, I have had better understanding of God's word, and I've gotten much closer to God. I want to specifically thank God for all he has been doing for each and every one of us. And I'd like to thank you, Lord. Next, I may introduce to everyone our speaker for the anointing session is our dearest pastor, Paul Uche of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry, the regional overseer of the North Central Abuja, Nigeria. God bless you, sir. The anointing session is now open.
Yay! Glory, hallelujah! God bless you all. Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Praise the mighty Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Oh, the mighty God
we serve.
Oh,
the mighty God we serve. Hallelujah! Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen, Lord. Thank
Eternal
you.
Eternal Rock of Ages.
Yes, Lord.
We give you all the praise.
Yes, Lord.
We give you all the honor.
Yes,
we give you all the permission. You are the most. You are the El Gabor. The mighty God. The I am that I am. The chosen one. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the mercy we have received. Be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, as we go into the anointing, let your presence go before us and release anointing upon every person on this platform in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Before we go into the prayer, I just want to speak a little bit. The anointing makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing makes the difference.
Yes.
And the Bible says of in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. I will read another scripture again. Psalm 92, verse 10. Psalm 92, verse 10. The Bible says, but my horn shall thou exalt like an horn of an unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
Yeah.
I shall be anointed with fresh oil. When the anointing of the Holy Spirit rests upon an individual, the first thing that will happen, life becomes refreshing, life becomes meaningful, life becomes pleasant, life becomes fruitful, let become a testimony. And in Psalm 23, verse 5, he says, thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head
with oil,
and my cup runneth over. Somebody on this platform, you will receive the anointing on your head.
Amen.
Runneth over in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. The beloved God, that God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness,
yes,
and bold that faith. God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness
above all others. Yes.
The scripture we just read,
Jesus,
Psalm 92, verse 10, that says, my horn shall thou exalt like a unicorn.
Yes.
And I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. When you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, your life will accomplish great things in life.
Yes.
No matter how long the period of dryness has lasted, they only put an end to it.
Yes.
And I speak to me. God will put an end to your dryness situation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Psalm 16:13, we read, David, from that day forward, he became a transformed person. He became a different person. David became a chosen person. On this platform, somebody, the oil will come upon your head and you will become a transformed person.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. The following thing will begin to happen in your life.
Amen.
Heaven will be open for you.
Amen.
When you come upon your life, the first thing, your heaven be open.
Amen.
You will see the vision of heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
The word of God will come to you afresh.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord will be upon you with Amen. The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The next thing, the presence of the Lord will be with you.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord will be with you.
Amen.
With
Amen.
The anointing of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
You will overcome resistance.
Amen.
Amen. In
Jesus' name.
You will be rescued from destruction.
Amen.
You will be connected to divine guidance and direction.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost gives you divine direction and guidance.
Yes, Lord.
You will be connected to supernatural supply.
Amen.
When the Holy anointing comes upon you,
Amen.
You will achieve
Amen.
Your goal. You will reach your goal. Restoration. We be your portion.
Amen.
With anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your life, you will begin to see God at work.
Amen.
You begin to see moving in your situation.
Amen.
Bringing solution.
Amen.
Making your life fruitful.
Amen.
Making your life pleasant.
Amen.
And then you receive the guardian of God in every area of your life.
Amen.
And I see somebody this hour. The Lord will visit you.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
With direction.
Amen.
Amen.
And your life will be meaningful in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As a child of God, nothing is as important as being under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, the question you want to ask me, why do I need the anointing? You need the anointing to fulfill life assignment on destiny. You need the anointing to be connected to divine favor and fortune. You need the anointing to be connected to supernatural strength and stamina. You need stamina. You need the anointing to establish progress in whatsoever thing you are doing. You need the anointing to escape authority.
Amen.
You need the anointing to be lifted away and to destroy yokes. You need the anointing to manifest authority.
Yes,
I speak to somebody right now. The authority of Christ is released upon you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
the anointing to establish the kingdom. You need the anointing to come out of the wilderness of life.
Yes.
And I see somebody that coming out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You need the anointing to be connected to spiritual fire. You need spiritual fire.
Yes, Lord.
To be able to bring the fire of the wicked one. You need this anointing to elevate, to promote life and destiny. And I see God today releasing that anointing in a new dimension in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Insight and light. You need the anointing to be celebrated.
Amen.
To be respected.
Amen.
And to be honored.
Amen.
I pray for somebody right now.
Amen.
The anointing that will make you to be respected and be celebrated and be honored. Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You need the anointing to manifest protection and impart distinction. And I speak to you. The anointing will follow you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't forget, we have the benefit of the anointing.
Yes.
What are the benefits of the anointing? It opened doors.
Yes.
That belong short. Anointing opened the door. And I speak to somebody. That door you are knocking, you have been knocking for years by the reason of the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
I command that door open.
Amen.
Amen.
It transforms you. It transforms your life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It makes your life shining. Oh, somebody after today, you will shine.
Amen.
I see God releasing that anointing that will make you to shine, even in the midst of your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus.
Is to promote refreshment.
Yes.
Is to promote refreshment. Another benefit. It changes your status.
Yes.
It changes your status. It makes you to succeed where others fail.
Amen.
I pray for somebody where you have been failing. After today, go and succeed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Good you have lost in life by the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It eliminates spiritual dryness.
Jesus.
It gives you direction. As he's saying it, God is about to give somebody a direction that will catapult you. Send it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It promotes physical
well-being.
It gives you unique deliverance from danger. And I pray the anointing is coming in a new dimension.
Amen. Jesus
is coming in a new
dimension. Amen,
and
Lord.
Jesus. Anointing. Receive it now in the mighty name.
Amen. Jesus.
Make sure you are a true child of God. Make sure you are a true child of God. As our sister has spoken. Make sure you're on the Lord's side.
Yes.
Make sure there is no sin at all in your life. But you make sure you yield yourself totally to God. You surrender all to God, to Jesus. Make sure you love God with all your heart.
Amen.
And you are ready to walk in obedience. You are ready to walk in obedience.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In Him, in all things. The next one is, make sure you are willing to win souls for Christ.
Hallelujah.
In Acts chapter 8, chapter 1, verse 8, and you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost shall come upon you.
Yes.
I speak to somebody now.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost shall overshadow your life in a new dimension.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Another step, make sure you ask God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in faith. You ask God, God, I need this anointing. I need this anointing. And believe me, the Bible says, when you ask, you receive.
Yes.
When you want, you have it.
Yes.
Living a lifestyle of brokenness and holiness, be holy before the Lord.
Yes.
When the anointing come upon you, the strong man that has stolen In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The light has come.
Amen.
The light has come.
Amen. Let's begin to thank him. Let's begin to thank God. Thank him and appreciate him. That he will complete whatever he has started for us today. Because the connection, the airwaves, all belongs to God. The internet services belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Let's begin to thank him and thank him, thank him. That he's able to complete all that he's doing for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in his presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You're welcome.